This is George.
And this is Donna.
And this is currently
with George and Donna. It's Halloween, babies.
Halloween.
It's all Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve.
Wait, is Halloween all Hallows Eve? Or was that like, is that
I would assume yesterday? So.
Okay.
I would assume so. So, why does Halloween excite you so freaking much? Tell me a couple things. Because you get real excited about
one,
it.
One, it's spooky dookie.
Spooky dookie.
And two,
it's a clinical term.
Reference number one. There's two reasons why. Because it's spooky dookie.
And number two, reference number one. Yep. I like that. I like Halloween. I like costumes. It's a good reason to do costumes, to see costumes.
Yes.
That's a big fun part for me. I'm not into the scary part of it too much, although sometimes we watch a really scary movie.
Oh, well, we have a tradition. We should start out talking about that.
Yeah.
We have a scary slash funny scary, whatever it may be that particular year. We have a scary movie Halloween tradition where we pick one movie a year and we watch it for Halloween.
Yes.
We were trying to think of some ones that we've done in the past. We haven't written them down, but let's see. We did Scream one year.
Scream, which was good.
We did Clue.
Clue, which is
one of my
fantastic
favorite movies. I've talked about that before. We've done The Strangers.
Ugh. I'm still skeeved out from that movie.
Yeah.
That movie was creepy.
Yeah.
It was the mind, subtle mind creepiness.
Yeah.
People standing right outside your home watching it.
Right.
Kind of thing.
I feel like in Louisiana that wouldn't happen though, because you just pull out a shotgun right away from inside your house.
You wouldn't want to be a peeper in Louisiana.
No.
That's, everybody got a gun.
We've watched The Others, which I think is one of the greatest horror movies of all time, because it's got a twist ending, like Sixth Sense.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. I'll always remember from the movie The Others, the footsteps.
And then the opening. Yes.
I'll never forget that. That's just like a horrible thing to ever happen to anyone.
Right.
And if we're in our home here.
Yes.
And I hear like little baby footsteps.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I almost would take grown-up footsteps because it's like...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but if you hear...
No, it's the same reason why nobody wants to hear a bunch of little kids singing. When little kids sing together in harmony, it's the scariest thing. You're like, what? Is there a cornfield near us? Like, why is a bunch
nothing
of little kids singing?
Nothing good is happening.
Like when little kids are like, one, two, blah,
I'm going to try to sleep
tonight. You see? When little kids sing,
you want
it's
me to
the
sleep tonight?
Scariest thing ever.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a big case. What else did we watch? Ghostbusters.
Last year we watched Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. I didn't realize how good that movie was.
George had never seen it.
No. I don't think I've ever seen it, or I've seen bits and pieces of it like on TV. But that movie is hilarious.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Michael Keaton is just so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot about the movie that I remember that I guess misconceived, like when they do the dancing. What's the song that they sing?
6 foot, 7 foot, yeah. 8 foot punch. Da 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 da. We wanna go home.
Yeah. When they do that part, I didn't realize that it was the nice ghost trying to scare away the people from the house.
Yeah.
And that there's bad ghosts. And then Beetlejuice is so freaking weird.
He's the weirdest.
A weird, freaking weirdo. And I absolutely loved it. So, trivia.
Yes.
What was the theme or name similar of the second Beetlejuice movie that was never made?
Oh, we've seen this on a game that, like, Beetlejuice goes to Honolulu or something.
To Hawaii.
To Hawaii, yeah.
So crazy, like, in hindsight. I'm glad they didn't do it, but you think they could do a Beetlejuice movie now?
Oh, 100%.
But what would be, I mean...
It's such a cult classic that it would make $1 trillion just because.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Do you think cult classics, when they're remade or sequels are made, I don't feel like they're that successful.
Because well, it's when that I thing say, okay, where
you look back on rosy-colored...
Obviously Disney. I don't mean trillion. But I mean, they make...
You just stopped Disney.
I just stopped Disney from...
spending $200 million.
Well, because Disney's spying on whatever we say all the time anyway. But I don't mean trillion, but I mean, like, they make way more money than they should no matter what. So if there's a Beetlejuice sequel, it's going to make $50 million when if it just came out on its own, it would make, like, $10 million. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to make more money than what it should anyway. Because it's a cult classic and everybody's going to spend money. Like, you're going to tell me if a Beetlejuice game, we wouldn't go to the theater to see it? Of course we would.
I just wouldn't want to be disappointed in it. I don't think I would be, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
It was freaking weird.
It was freaking weird. but yeah, what else have we watched? We watched The Shining one year.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, there's a sequel. Out now.
Yeah.
Called Dr. Sleep.
Yes.
That,
coming out soon.
Or it came out today, I think.
Oh, it came out today? I thought it came out in November. The way, babies, it's Halloween as we record this.
Yeah. So you're not going to listen to it on Halloween.
You're going to listen to it a few days from now.
Yeah, or a couple weeks.
And it's going to make you reminisce about Halloween, which was a few days ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this year we watched Hocus Pocus,
which I really enjoyed. I love that it kind of tried to be serious a couple times, and that added to the ridiculousness of it. There's a musical number in the middle of it. I've got a spell on you. That was somewhat out of place. Like, I don't know what this movie was. It was many things, is why I think that it's so successful.
I think it was always meant to be a Disney Channel kids comedy horror film. I think it was always meant to be that. Because I think when it was released, I think it was released like for Disney or something. I could be wrong about that. Don't write in to me, please, on my fake webpage telling me I'm wrong. But I think it was always meant to be like a Disney Channel type of thing. I don't know. But I don't think it was ever meant to be super scary. It's not super scary. It's supposed to be funny in a way.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's meant to. I have memories of being in school and people quoting the film. Like kids making some references to it. And I remember I didn't go to the movies. I don't know what they were talking about. But I kind of knew what they meant with commercials and things like that. What movie they were describing. But
so let me ask you this. What is your all-time favorite Halloween costume that you've ever done ever?
Oh, when I was young, I did like Dracula, but that I wouldn't say that's my favorite. I think it's the one that I have now on literally partly as we're wearing.
This half of an orange jumpsuit that you have on?
Yes. So I did a Star Wars pilot, Poe Dameron from the new movies. And I made a lot of it myself. I kind of put together. But I bought the official helmet, which really added to the effect of it. It was kind of cool. I've never really done what they call cosplay, like kind of trying to replicate movie icons or do remixes of those. This was my first, like, besides buying Spider-Man suits, which I do dress up as in the past, this was like I had to kind of piece together. So the first thing I did was get an orange jumpsuit. And... Mm-hmm.
At your local prison.
And so when you look, they kind of make it because Amazon tries to sell you stuff. So if you want an orange jumpsuit, Amazon wants you to have an orange jumpsuit. But they don't really want to know why you need it.
No. You know? I could probably Google like murder kit. And Amazon would be like, got you covered. Got you. A shovel and a rope and some duct tape. Hey, we don't need to know why this you need all this. This one
has 30,000 4.5-star reviews. Right. And you read the 1-star and it's like, oh, bro called me when I was breaking into the apartment.
No, the one star is like, she was still screaming.
Oh, my God.
She was still screaming.
This is a horror episode.
Amazon promised me that duct tape would stick to human skin, but she was still able to scream.
That's so horrible. Good thing this is a Halloween episode and our babies will forgive us. So there was two things that I got the orange jumpsuit, which was funny. Had to kind of figure out what my prison size would be. And apparently I am an XL prison size, more cushion for the pushing. Kind of thing. And so I was talking with what?
Nothing.
You know, like Family Guy when he goes to prison and they all screaming at him, more cushion for the pushing.
Yeah, George, but you know what that means, right? You're going to have to edit that out of this.
I'm not editing nothing out.
Okay.
And so.
This is G-rated.
So I bought the jumpsuit cause it's the basically the lower part, the one of the layers of what they wear, but it's brand new, you know, and it's like Star Wars. I was trying to make it look a little rugged. And so I thought, oh, I'm just going to leave it out in the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then it was one of those things where I catch myself because could you imagine looking into our yard or looking and seeing a orange jumpsuit just flapping in the wind?
Oh, my word.
Trying to get bad weather. Although it would be a great deterrent, I think it would scare the neighbors if they looked over the fence or saw in our yard, mm-hmm. like, hey, what's that flapping there?
Right.
And it's an orange jumpsuit. They'd be like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But I might still do it. I might still hang it up.
Yeah,
like,
just don't even do it around Halloween. Do it like on a random Wednesday in March.
Random.
Just a random Wednesday in March. Just have a yellow jumpsuit flapping in the wind outside.
I should leave it in our carport.
Yeah.
So people down the block as they drive up can see an orange jumpsuit. Be like, turn in here. So making the costume was a lot of fun. I did the gun and kind of weathered it and painted it and tried things like that. And I just found stuff. I found like a hose like for a vacuum that we probably threw away many years ago. I connected that. I 3D printed the box piece. I bought a lifesaver life vest.
Did you just say lifesaver?
Yeah. That's what I ate while I was making the costume.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure.
Then I also bought a life vest.
A life preserver, yes.
Preserver that I like painted white and stuff like that. And this was maybe a year and a half ago that I did it. And now we use it again for tonight for our yearly walk. Talk about that.
Yeah, so every year we go, every year since we moved back to Louisiana, since 2011, I guess, right? We go walk around the neighborhood. Really, it's our old neighborhood. Aw, where we used to live. There's two streets that really, decorate the houses a lot and go over the top and hand out a bunch of candy. And, people flock from other neighborhoods to go to that neighborhood. So we go walk around and see the houses and stuff. And since we moved here, so last year, we weren't living here yet. We were still staying at my mom's house until November 6th. So we missed Halloween here last year. We went and walked around that old neighborhood last year. Well, this year, we were like, we ain't even going to stick around this new neighborhood to see what happens. We have a feeling that this new neighborhood doesn't get a lot of trick-or-treaters either. So we just went back again to the old neighborhood and took a walk around this year. And we got back from that a little bit earlier. Oh, when we got back, we ate some sweet potato pumpkin chili, which is a my famous recipe, which is delicious.
So a couple
listeners have had it before. If you want the recipe, just write in and ask for the recipe, and I'll send it to you.
And Mark Wahlberg docs another email that he doesn't know where to send it.
Yeah.
He just saved a draft.
Mark Wahlberg currently has 36 saved emails waiting to send to us. Yeah, so what else? What else for Halloween?
What was your favorite costume?
That I've ever done ever? Mm-hmm. Ever? Oh, goodness. I feel like I was a pretty gnarly punk rock star.
Salt and Pepper?
Through 1988 through 1991. But yeah, probably Salt and Pepper was my favorite. George and I dressed up as Salt and Pepper. I was Salt, George was Peppa.
Peppa.
He was the prettiest Peppa anyone has ever seen. You put makeup on this pig and he looks Like a doggone beauty queen.
Now, what if I said that the other way? You were the prettiest sock. When you put makeup on that pig, it doesn't work out the same way, does it?
You throw some lipstick on this pig, and he was the prettiest woman. Like, he could have legit been a 1980s MTV dancer on the MTV Dance Music Show. Mm-hmm. Like, just with the eyeliner, and he got rid of his 5 o'clock shadow for a couple hours. And just the outlining of the lipstick. I mean, he was pretty.
I remember because we used to do board game and then walk the neighborhood,
right?
Back in the day, and people were over, and I teach the games or I make the rules. And I remember being at the table, and everybody's like, "I can't take."
George was trying to teach us a board game about like 5 years ago, and we're all sitting at our table before we went to walk the neighborhood. And he's got his full-on Peppa makeup on. And one of our guy friends just looked at him and was like, "I can't even look at you right now, man. I can't even look." Because George's skin was glowing. And, like, he had, like, highlights and bronzer and eyeliner and mascara. And he was just so pretty. And George's lips, anybody who knows what George looks like, George's got big lips. So his lips were, like, outlined. He had a full-on pout going on. He was gorgeous, y'all.
I did learn something about myself that day.
What?
It takes a lot to put makeup on. It astounded me. Layers upon layers.
Yeah. Guess what else is you're going to learn about and is going to shock you?
What?
If we have a daughter, she's probably going to be 6 foot tall like you and have your same lips and be stunning. And you're going to learn a lot about how you feel about that. Okay. Cool. You're going to be like, "Oh, crap, I got a gorgeous one." She's full on.
Why can't I have a little pig?
Why can't you say about your daughter, "Slap some lipstick on that pig"?
Do I want to be in the position where there's a lot of suitors on my home? Or I'm kicking the little pig out.
I've joked about this for years with some of our friends, but I bet we're going to have a son and a daughter. And I bet the son is going to be my height, 5'2", and real hippie like I am. And when he walks, he's going to switch a lot when he walks in the hips. And he's going to have like very small boobs like me. And he's going to be...
This is horrible.
He's going to have like chubby cheeks like me. And then our daughter is going to be 6 foot tall with luscious lips and look just like you. She's going to be gorgeous.
And
our son's going to be like, "I don't understand why everybody wants to take Georgetta out." Like, people come to the door and I'm like, "Oh, finally, somebody wants to play with me." "No, they're here for Georgetta again."
Again.
Again. And I'm going to be like, "That's all right, baby. Come in here with mama and eat some more cupcakes. Come in here, Donovan. And
you're going to go to my hips." "I know.
I know, baby. Come tell mama about it. Come in here and have another slice of peach pie with mama."
And then I walk in he already knows I judge him. I walk in just at the moment where he has a half pie stuck in his mouth. And I just like look down and he's like, "Damn it."
So dad hates me. "No, he don't, baby. He just has more in common with Georgetta."
Okay. "Why don't you leave some for the rest of us?"
And he's like breathing all hard through his pie bite. And he's like,
"Shut up, Dad.
I'm going to, Dad. There's plenty of pie left in there, Dad."
"Not when you're done."
I'm like, "George, stop it."
I'm the nicest guy, but to my son, who's a little bit chunky.
Oh, no.
I just really give him a hard time.
And my model daughter, who's like statuesque and beautiful, I could just give her a little bit of a hard time. I'm like, "Oh, that's fine if you want to look like a streetwalker. That's fine. You can wear that." Meanwhile, she's wearing like her Sunday best. Anyway, back to Halloween.
Just below the knees, huh?
Trying to prove a point, huh? Just below the knees? Like everybody knows you don't want to put them 5 inches above the knees. Okay, go with that, Georgetta.
Yeah. Them ankles, huh? Anyway, Hallow's Eve.
Anyway, all Hallow's Eve.
So, Salt-N-Pepa was your favorite costume?
Yes.
I really like this costume. I think it was really cool. A lot of people don't really know it too.
No, so. They just...
But it's okay.
They just yell at you, Spaceman!
Spaceman!
Space pilot!
Occasionally, I got a good one. But I'm going to wear it definitely a couple times. I got some improvements to make to it. And wear it a couple times more in the future.
Yeah.
Walking the neighborhood is fun. Oh, the weather. The weather ended up being like real. Like, you know, the windy.
Ooh. Stop it, girl. That scared me. That straight up scared me just now, that sound but effect.
That was that kind of like weather. I was like, it was cool. Yeah. With what I was wearing, I was kind of warm, but...
New Orleans knows. Okay, so if there's one thing about New Orleans, it's that spookiness abounds, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we love our cemetery tours and our, like, murder mystery stuff and old mansions and things that were built in the 1700s, right? So, New Orleans weather, I'd say 10 months out of the year is, like, crappy. Like, you get the same. It's hot and it's raining. Or it's just hot, or it's just raining. Like you get the same kind of like repeat weather.
Or all four in the same day.
Right. So, but there's
hot, cold, raining, sun, burning.
Yeah, but there's a certain point in the year. It usually happens earlier in October, but mainly in November, where New Orleans goes, oh snap, it's spooky time, girl. We got to make it feel spooky up in this piece. Mm-hmm. And New Orleans will just go, bam. It's a little chilly, a little nippy, and a little spooky out. And it's a little windy. Maybe it thunderstorms a little bit, but it's windy, spooky thunderstorm. Mm. And it usually does it, like, right around October.
Because, mm-hmm. like, Halloween night festivities have been canceled or shifted to different days based on the weather.
Based on the rain. Well, it usually, like I was telling George earlier tonight, the last 8 years that we've lived here, it's never been this cold as it is today on Halloween. We've had foggy, muggy Halloweens. We've had rainy Halloweens. We've had hot Halloweens. We've had a windy Halloween about 4 or 5 years ago, but it wasn't cold. It was just really windy. But tonight, it was cold and windy and blustery. Mm. And it felt like that movie version of a Halloween that you see on TV or whatever. Yeah. And we were like, that was ooh, fun walking this is really and, Halloween out.
And taking a good walk and seeing all the costumes and things like that. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
You could feel the fall weather. And I made my sweet potato chili today. Mm. So it was like a perfect combination.
Sat down, ate that. It was warm.
And we started watching the movie Death Becomes Her.
Yeah.
Which is a classic Goldie Hawn, Meryl Streep, Bruce Willis movie. We usually do one Halloween movie a year. But this is going to be our second one this year.
Yeah.
Because it's such a cute, like, fun, scary movie.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it very much. Paused it halfway to record these, but...
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So what else about Halloween do you love?
Well, you've got your jumpsuit on from your Star Wars fighter pilot, but ask me what I am.
You have a orange sweater with pumpkin faces all over it. So what are you?
I'm David S. Pumpkins, man. I'm my own thing.
Your own thing. if you have not seen it, stop this recording. Look up David.
Run to your local internet access.
Yes. And look up David S. Pumpkins SNL skit. It is brilliant.
It's the best.
We should watch it tonight.
We should.
Just to kind of like recap it because it's so great.
For sure.
It's so great. Tom Hanks does his character. And then he hasn't done it again since...
Yeah, since he first did it.
3 or 4 years ago.
And he is.
Everybody thought he was going to do it the second year. When he redoes this, people are going to lose their minds. Yeah. I mean, his pumpkin suits were sold out because of that. Pumpkin suits.
Yeah, David S. Pumpkin suits.
Yeah, so, which would have been good to do this year. That would have been a good idea, too. I love how everybody's kind of in the mood, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. The streets, people, you see costumes all the time.
I asked George last night, I was like, do you remember that feeling that you got when you had to go to school on a holiday, mm-hmm. especially a holiday like Halloween, say you had school during the day, and you could just feel, like, electric in the air, like a little bit of excitement. And it didn't matter if Halloween was on a Friday at school, which, let's face it, it was a little bit better if it fell on a Friday at school, because you're like, weekend's coming. But it didn't matter if Halloween was on a Monday.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
You go to school. You go to school on Monday. You dressed up in your little Halloween costume. You're sitting in class all day. But there's this like electricness in the air of like, tonight's Halloween. Now in my schools,
this is one of the childhood things I really got to experience was Halloween and like doing the Halloween deal and getting the candy and then pouring out the candy. Mm-hmm. After the big haul and trading and eating and really, really enjoying it. I thought I'm always going to cherish those memories.
Now, let me ask you this. Did your mama go through your Halloween bag looking for razor blades and poison? No,
but we knew about it. They were like myths, like, you know, that people include that in razor blades and candy and stuff. There was always like, sometimes kids police themselves with the rumors.
Right.
You know, that haunted house on the corner that nobody goes to. You know, you're like, you shouldn't. Not because there's somebody living in there, because that's a termite-ridden house that's about ready to come down.
And if you live in the South, a flying cockroach might fly right out of that thing and land on you.
As an adult, you know why not to go there. But these kids, at their level, they regulate themselves. It's like, you heard about creepy old man that lives there, died about 30 years ago, had 30 children, and they all, like, rose up on him and, like, got rid of him, and they buried him right there. Then they took all his money and moved across the world. Don't ever go to that apartment, because you're going to die in there. He comes out every once a year.
Well, two things struck me about that story. The first one was that he had all those heirs mm-hmm. that just moved away. And the second was that you said apartment.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even have a house. They just lived in an apartment somewhere. Yeah.
It's an apartment complex, but I didn't want to. He bought an apartment. Mm.
New York problem.
It's derelict now.
Okay. Normally, scary folks like that don't have. Well, I grew up in
New York, so that makes a lot more sense.
Oh, the scary part was that he had 30 heirs, and they all wanted a piece of his apartment complex fortune. Oh, I get it now. Why it's scary if you live in New York City.
Anyway. It doesn't have to make sense. It's kids policing themselves.
Okay.
So, all that to say is when we had the haul, like, we were kind of careful. Like, we would make sure if, like, any candy looked weird. You never ate the cones, the candy cones.
Candy cones? What is that? What is it?
The candy that you don't want to get during Halloween.
Corn? Candy corn?
Candy corn. So, I said cones. Candy corn. It was different in New York because there's so many potholes and construction going on. It's candy cones.
Okay.
But down south, it's candy corns.
Okay. I feel like my mom and her sisters scared us about the be careful who you take it, but then barely did like a half-ass pass of the candy. They spot checked. They did like what an entire TSA agent would do, like... One that's been on the shift for like 9 hours already and wants to go home. Like, so we found so the beginning of the night, it's my mom and my aunt. You guys need to be careful who you take candy from. If they look suspect, don't take candy from them. Keep in mind, I'm gonna be checking all this candy. And then at the end of the night, they tired as hell. So they we get back and like, here, mama, here's my candy. Dump it out on the living room floor and they just do a sweet pass like a tired TSA agent. Oh, it looks good. It's fine.
Yeah, about three knives in there.
She just like barely ran her hand over it while she was pouring herself a glass of Diet Coke. Oh, it looks fine. Yeah, you good. It's like, what happened to all this fear mongering that was taking place at 5 p.m.?
They tired around that time. Beverly home with all that energy, but they had a whole day of work.
Beverly was fear mongering the heck out of everybody at 5 p.m. And then come 9:30, she's like, I'm going to just go to sleep. Mommy, you want to check my candy? No, baby, I'll check in the morning. Just be careful with what you eat tonight. Then the next morning, go, Molly, you want to check that candy? No, I'm sure it's fine.
But mama, you say you
mamas get themselves hyped up before the candy haul comes in.
But do you think that's kind of like part of the drama? It's just like rile themselves up about that thing at that time.
Right. Oh, and don't let the late 1980s, early 1990s news be speaking to you if you were a mama at that time. Because they were fear-mongering the heck out of you, too. You're
automatically going to have a razor blade in your Snickers.
Yeah, the news. Okay, let's rewind. We in 1989. The news comes on. If you have kids tomorrow going out for trick-or-treating, they're going to have a bloody razor blade in their candy bag. It just, which candy is it? It's going to be in there. It's up to you as a mother to figure out which piece of candy it's in.
Or they're just breaking the news to you that your kid's already been kidnapped. Right. If you let your kids out and you live in this local town or this local city, and this is, you're very generic.
Yeah.
You know, Your son's already been kidnapped.
Yeah, it's the whole, do you know where your children are? She could have been looking at me dead in my face, and she would have been like, no, I don't know where she is. Where is she, Donna? Mama, I'm right here. Oh, there she is.
I just wanted to get riled up.
I just let the 4 o'clock news get me all riled up. Sorry. Yeah, they used to be talking to parents like that.
Well, when we have kids and we do the trick-or-treat thing, I go on with them. First, I enjoy it, right? Parents should always, I think, go with their kids. I mean,
walk
and do it. Not Avi. They let me loose.
That's sad.
In the New York City.
Wanda
me and my friends, we
Wanda
were
Wanda didn't want to spend any time with you. My mom.
She needed to understand what the English channel would say. You know where your kids are? She didn't understand that.
Oh, poor Wanda.
¿Dónde estás tú, niños? At 10 o'clock.
She was like, oh, see, he's in his bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And you were never in your bedroom.
See, I had a joke where, like, she would call my name out and I wouldn't answer, and that's how she knew I was okay.
She would say as equally as loud into the street. Oh, he's okay. He's okay.
Because you know I ain't going to answer to being called.
Oh, no. You don't answer to me right now. And you're a 35-year-old man. And if I call in the garage, George, you don't answer.
No, she'll forget.
She forgets she was calling.
I could buy myself another 15 minutes.
Right.
If she thinks I can't hear, it's going to take her 15 minutes before she makes up more dedicated.
Before she gets aggravated. Yeah. Before dinner gets cold.
Before she calls my phone. That's how you buy yourself time.
Well, that's what I do now. I don't even call for you. I just call your phone, and when you answer, I go, come inside.
And I've noticed that I've come inside sometimes right away, and you're not ready for me. You're still 15 minutes out from finishing dinner.
No, not
dinner.
15 minutes.
Yeah. You're
like 5 minutes.
Like, it surprises you. Like, oh. You can't try. I was expecting you in about 15 minutes because I tend to say, yeah, I'll be right in.
No, I call you about 5 minutes ahead of time.
Yeah.
Just so your food won't get cold. Yeah. It's a courtesy to you.
No.
So that your food doesn't get cold.
I like it.
Okay.
Also, if you leave me to my own devices, I ain't never coming out of that garage.
No. We were watching a movie earlier where the guy's maid has to come get him from his office because he's asleep on the floor the next morning. I was like, George, that's totally you if I just leave you to your own device. You'd be asleep on the floor in the garage.
I just lose track of time. And I mean, that's a good thing, right? It means I really like and enjoy it. But man, I can lose track of time. You're like, sometimes I'd be like, I don't ever get to go in my garage. And you'd be like, you were there for 3 hours last night. I was like, oh, whoop.
You're like a kid in that sense. Like a kid could play like all weekend long. But then Tuesday comes around, like one day removed from the weekend.
You don't let me do it all.
I was like, I never get to play. I don't ever get. It's like, excuse me, you were out all day Saturday and all day Sunday, nonstop playing until you came in dehydrated and drank Kool-Aid like a dang on animal. And now you're saying you never get to play. That's what George is like. Yeah. I never get to go in my garage.
I vouch for that. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Anyway, what else about Halloween? We digress.
Oh, we digress a lot. What else about Halloween?
Scariest thing that's ever happening.
Oh my gosh. This is a story. There was a plantation a real plantation that had fallen into disrepair because it was like a couple hundred years old. It never had a really great caretaker the generations after its heyday. So it was on the Mississippi River in Araby. And it was a place that everybody knew about. Like, you could see it from the street in Araby. You had to go off the highway down a side street, like one that I used to live on called Friscoville. And if you went to the end of Friscoville, you could see this plantation on the river. And it was just a spooky thing to look at for the most part. But one night when I was in college, myself and a couple of my friends said, okay, we're going to go explore this plantation. Hope I didn't get in trouble for it now, but it's been a long... I think the statute of limitations has passed because mm-hmm. that was like 15 years ago.
Till Mark Wahlberg and the police show up.
Right. Mark Wahlberg, please, if you're listening, just, gosh darn it, just don't attack me on this, please. But so we said we're going to go in it. So we went around the back of it, parked the car, jumped a fence, walked over barbed wire. Whoever was borderline taking care of the property at that point, it was in total disrepair. But they had booby traps set up. So there would be like just random boards sitting with like nails sticking out of them. And if you tripped a wire, it looked like the board was going to fall on you or something. So we had a flashlight and a screwdriver. That's all we took with us. So we were like navigating around these booby traps, went around the side of the house, up to the front of the plantation. The front porch of the plantation was missing a bunch of floorboards and stuff. So we were like, oh, let's just go into the bottom of the front porch and try and get into the house from underneath the house. I don't know what kind of Scooby-Doo moment we were having, but we thought this is the way to get in. So we went into the front porch, down underneath the house, crawled underneath the house about 15, 20 feet, and then like popped our heads up into open floorboards, which I'm guessing would have been like the living room of the plantation or some living, open living area. So we were just kind of shining the flashlight around where we had popped our heads up and looking. We saw like a staircase and a couple different rooms in the distance. But then we were shining the flashlight underground in the dirt under the house. And we found like a couple women's purses and like a few IDs, like women's IDs. And we found this black tarp, and one of my friends, Brad, started to pull on it, and it just kept coming out of the dirt. And so I was like, stop, just don't pull it anymore. Just don't.
You're scaring me, lady.
It was scary. Like, I was just like, don't, just stop. Don't pull it out of the dirt anymore, because we don't want to see what might be in there. So I remember we took one of the purses that was in there. We took it with us. And we left there, and I went to my sister's house, and we're like, we went in the plantation. She's like, no, you didn't. I was like, yes, we did. And look, we have this purse. And she was like, oh my God, this is somebody's ID. Like, you guys should report this. But we didn't. We were just like, well, we were kind of trespassing, so maybe we shouldn't report this. But my sister was guessing, like, maybe it was some, like, drug den or something. I don't know, like someplace somebody would go to like bring stuff or, you know, whatever. But it was kind of scary. So as I've become an adult and thought about that situation, it's kind of scary because we should have reported it. We should have said, hey, under that house, we should have done like an anonymous call of like, under that house, there's some purses and some IDs. So we don't know if like that's a place where somebody who's robbing people brings the stuff to like look through it or something. But yeah, it's become a scarier thing as I look back. That night we were kind of just like joking a lot and laughing it off. So it wasn't as scary. But as I look back, I'm like, oh yeah, we were dumb kids, like 19 years old. Like, we should have reported it or said something. Well, since then, tragically, like heartbreaking, some vandals got into the house about, what was that, like 4 years ago?
I don't know.
And burned it down. They burned down this historic plantation to the ground. And everybody in our community was like devastated over it. But it makes you wonder, like, are those the type of guys that, you know, before Hurricane Katrina, they were the ones bringing the purses that they stole or whatever back to look through under that place? I don't know. Anyway, it's a scary thought now. What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
Nothing like that. I can't really think of a situation to where,
I know the scariest thing that's ever happened to you.
Thank you.
I do. Well, you've described it as that. 9/11.
Yes.
I think that's going to be a story for another episode. Yeah,
that's a whole other story. We'll leave a teaser for a future episode. My adventure after 9/11, because I was in New York when it happened.
George was living in New York City. And he ventured
into the heart
of Ground Zero. Mm-hmm. We'll tell that story in another episode.
Yeah. So, besides that, you know, just your normal scares, everyday scares, homeless people screaming at you for no reason. Mm-hmm. New York City was in and of itself an adventure with that. But luckily, I had a good experience of not having too many scary stuff happen. While growing up.
Well, that's good.
That's real good. I'd call that a win.
I had a homeless person scream at me one time when I was coming out of the Walgreens. Judge not, lest ye be judged, Jamie.
So.
And I was like, oof, whoever Jamie is looks a lot like me. And rub this guy the wrong way. No,
I think he was just throwing out a name and he was hoping.
It was
thick. He was hoping your name was Jamie.
So he could freak me out? Because
you'd be shook. You'd be shook.
I would be straight up shook if that was my name.
Oh, my God.
Like, if he would have said, judge not, yes, lest ye be judged, Donna, I would have been like, what the? Yeah, but he said Jamie, and I was like, oh, poor dude.
Ooh. And he just, like, kind of, dang.
Yeah, he kind of snapped out of it.
Well, babies, I hope you guys are having a great Hallows Eve, or you've had a great Hallows Eve. Watching some scary stories, getting just in costume, getting some candy.
It should be early November when you listen to this. Are you snuggled it up in your bed?
Yeah.
Is everything pumpkin spice?
Drinking hot chocolate, pumpkin spice.
Ooh.
Don't look in your closet.
Don't look. It may be November 11th, but they're still in there.
Yeah. And if you open up your iPhone and you look at podcasts, it's currently with George and Diana.
Bye, baby.